Pretty much is a no-brainer. When I got in town, the organization and how it's built, and you know, the all the coaches that are on that staff and what they're trying to get to and the goals they're trying to reach is just a no-brainer, and want to be a part of something on the rise.
Let me add a point on it. It's Jimmy. We had several calls. We're still talking with the Bengals, even when we took the trip to Cleveland. Quite frankly, I've been in doing this for almost 20 years and as one of my businesses. And when I saw the organization and the intensity at which they approached the situation as a priority, we decided not to take any other trips. And we negotiated hard. We didn't get this thing done until last night. And we were incredibly impressed all the way through the organization with every single person, whether it be Mike or especially Coach Pat Shermer and the way John Sandusky approached it and Tom approached it. And of course, I've known Dick Geron for a long time, and I've known even on the offensive side of the board, you know. So I just thought the whole organization from top to bottom was phenomenal. I think there's a major rebuilding program going on there, and Frosty felt at home. And you know, he said, I don't want to go travel around and make this thing crazy about free agency. So we made a decision to put it all there, and that's what got it done.
Hey, Frosty, how much did playing time play into this thing about how many snaps you're going to get up there as opposed to what you've been getting in Cincinnati the last couple years?
This is Hobson.
Yes, sir. How are you, Frosty? Congratulations. I couldn't disguise it. Sorry.
I know that voice. No.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. It really was a big factor in it because I want more on my plate. The thing we got going on in Cincinnati was it worked, you know, and we got to rotate a lot. A lot of people got a lot of snaps, and you know, we were fresh when we needed to be fresh, and it rolled. But me as a player, I've been waiting for this opportunity to have more on my plate. And, you know, a lot of people have already had their time, and I just felt like it's my time to take control of it.
So I guess the fact that you're going to have a larger role up there, was that kind of a driving force here?
Yeah, I didn't really want to be sitting back and having to rotate when you get in the feel of a game and you want to be out there. Sometimes you just want to be out there, and unselfishly in Cincinnati, that wasn't the case. We just, you know, had to do what we had to do, and it worked. But as a professional, and you know, as I've matured over the years, I wanted more on my plate, and I finally get an opportunity for that, and I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Thanks, Frosty. If you need anything down here, let me know. Good luck.
And Jeff, obviously, we're grateful to Mike and Troy and Katie and Marvin for the time that they gave Frosty. They drafted him, and you know, we're not leaving because we were unhappy there. It was really that this was an opportunity for Frosty to really do his thing, and we're both excited for where he's going and what he's going to be contributing.
Frost, did the Browns give you any indication, Frosty, that they considered you to be either going to plug you right in as the starting immediately? Or
yeah, they approached me with pretty much giving me the keys of the car and telling me starting right in, and I can help. Obviously, I'm the oldest one on the defensive line now there, and they want me to help mature some of the younger guys, and I'm already adding to already a productive group, and I'm just excited, man. You know, if you look across the board and what we got going on, let me say that right, the sky's the limit for that group. They didn't get a spring last year, and they still finished out 10th overall, and they struggled in some areas, and hopefully I can go in and help, and we can get the job done.
Frosty, one of the areas they struggled last year was in run defense. It seems to be one of your strong suits. Can you just talk about what you can bring to that unit from that aspect?
Just being a disciplined player. I played under Mike Zimmer for a number of years, and that's some of the things he's harped, trying to be a disciplined player, especially at defensive end, and read your keys and be in the right position at the right time. And, you know, it's been trained and focused on for so many years, and that's just what I'm bred to do. And that's one of the things I could help with.
It was a long time, Frosty, before you broke through and played in 16 games, and a long time before you started a bunch of games. Why was your career so slow to develop, and, you know, what kind of untapped upside do you have?
Well, if you look at it that way, that means I haven't put a lot of miles on my legs, and I got a big upside. But, you know, I can't tell you how it took so long to get going, but, you know, it finally came together and it worked. And it came with a lot of maturity and took a number of years. You know, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to be in this league for 6 years to get to that point, and I was. And, you know, with the help of all the coaches there, I finally got to the point where I'm ready to excel, and I got a lot more to give.
You talked about maturity. Was that you're talking about more physical maturity in terms of football standpoint, or are you talking more emotional and mental maturity that helped you get to the point where you became a starter last year?
I think it's a lot of both. Mentally, you know, the growing pains of the game of football, it'll take you through it, you know, shuffling with guys coming in and out of the door and, you know, not knowing if you're going to start this week, if you're going to dress when I was younger or not. You know, it just takes a while. And, you know, I battled a couple injuries. And, you know, and the physical part of really knowing how to maintain your body for a 16 or more game season. And I got to that point, and I'm comfortable, and I know exactly what it takes to stay healthy and how to eat right and how to maintain your body, you know, and I'm just ready to excel.
Frosty, how active did Mike Holmgren get in this recruiting process of you? How much time did you spend with him?
I sat in Mike's office for, or Mr. Holmgren, or should I say coach, I sat in his office for about a good hour, and, you know, we sat there and had a heart-to-heart about, you know, football and about, you know, ready to take over and get to, you know, get to the point where I'm at. You know, there's not really any babysitting going on here. Is, you know, go in and get the job done, and I'm ready to put my hand in some dirt and play football. And, you know, I met with Coach Shermer, Coach Board, and, you know, Coach Rhodes, the whole group. They all were inspirational in it. They really let me know they wanted me there, and this was a right fit for me, and there was no point, you know, no reason for me to leave.
Mike Holmgren, USC man, did that help things along at all?
You know, we got a personal handshake going on, but no. Other than that, it was strictly business, and he's very professional and a good guy, and you know, I got to open up again and tell him a little bit about my life, and he was all ears, and he told me something about some stuff about him, and it's just good to hear, and you know, good feedback, and it's like family up there, and it's a good atmosphere, and I'm glad I get to go up there and continue my career.
Let me add a point just because I think it's important. I mean, again, going back in my experience of 20 years and a lot of guys representing, this organization made Frosty their high priority, and they showed it, and that makes a big difference when you do it. I mean, every single member of the team was either at dinner or there the next morning, literally waiting to greet him. We had a long dinner the night before. We obviously kept it a bit quiet because, you know, that was just something that we felt was important to do. We were getting a lot of phone calls from other teams about visits. But quite frankly, when you get to know people, and we really felt we had an opportunity to get to know them, they were all there. And even when we showed up at the facility, the first person that greeted us was Mike Holmgren. And then we had an opportunity where Frosty was able to spend time with the owner. I met the owner, and it was just all around. I mean, all the way through the organization, PR department, the trainer, everybody working there. There's definitely something coming together there. And you know, you got a team with, you know, four or five of the coaches were all used to be head coaches, and there's a lot of intelligence, and there's a lot of stuff. I think they're looking to Frosty to really make a major contribution. And, you know, again, he didn't have to leave Cincinnati, which was important, you know, and he's leaving with, you know, good feelings about the organization as they have towards him. And so this was a very important step because obviously they're competitive and they play each other, and I'm sure the Bengals are wishing Frosty all the best for 14 games of the year. They're certainly
how are you
not
gonna play
Whit?
See, Frosty, how are you going to play Whit?
I'm going to play versus Whit like I play versus anyone else in the league. I'm just going to play my game and, you know, be tough and physical, and I know that's one of his attributes, and, you know, this should be an interesting matchup for years to come.
Is it go ahead.
Hey, Frosty, what was your view of the Browns from the other sideline? I mean, you've played them twice a year now for a good chunk of years.
Well, obviously, when I was on the sideline, I got to see our offensive work, and, you know, they the Bengals' offensive work versus the Browns' defense, and they were a scrappy group. They, you know, both games came down to the wire, and I was, you know, impressed. You know, I knew a couple of people out there playing on the Browns with Chris Gokong and Kaluka Maeva. I went to school with him, and I, you know, I watched the game, and I seen how their defense was operating, and, you know, the young D linemen were going, and Big Ruben was playing hard. I mean, I'm really glad I'm a part of something that's on the rise.
How much does it mean that you're staying in the AFC North, and how much can you kind of translate division play to some of the younger linemen up in Cleveland?
Well, I mean, it's awesome. You know, I know week in, week out what it takes to play against, you know, a Pittsburgh or Baltimore, you know, and I played with Cincinnati, and I know what it takes to play, you know, at a high level versus those teams. You know, a few years ago when I was with the Bengals, you know, we swept the division. So it's good to be real familiar with teams and their players and, you know, the personnel and how they operate. And, you know, helping those guys get along, you know, some of the tendencies that I learned and picked up while I was in Cincinnati. And, you know, I'm sure I'll be able to help those guys out tremendously.
Hey, Frosty, in doing, you know, some research on your background, you find some things from 2006 and earlier on, some, you know, some off-the-field charges and things like that, but nothing at all since, you know, since 2006 since you've become a pro. Can you talk about, you know, just sort of address that a little bit, and how grateful are you that, you know, the Browns overlooked any of that stuff from the past?
I mean, for the most part, to say it was pretty much irrelevant. It was a long time ago, and it just took a lot of maturing, putting yourself in good position and good places. You know, I'm at a good place in my life right now that, you know, I'm not around any knuckleheads, and so to say, and, you know, I got a good drive, and, you know, working with my agent, he's been very, very, very key into my development in that case. You know, I put those things behind me a long time ago. You know, I've done numerous things in the charity and the community with charity, and, you know, you just come to a point where you focus on your career and what's important. And I did that years back when I first got to Cincinnati, and I, you know, I knew I was never going backwards. I was always going forward.
So, Frosty, having said that, do you think that, you know, everything you've been through and just, you know, how you said, you know, you kind of put that stuff behind you. Do you feel like you're at a point now where you can be a good leader? Because like you said, you're the oldest guy on that line, and they're going to be looking for you to kind of guide the young guys.
Correct. And, I mean, I've been going uphill since I've been in this league and never looked back, because, you know, you're not getting anywhere looking back. So I've been maturing, and, you know, I can, you know, help those guys tremendously and make sure some of them don't even get into the same situations or any of that sort. You know, right now it's just about us being able to play at a high level and play together as a team and try to be the best in the league.
Go ahead.
What were your impressions of Colt McCoy? Went from playing against him the last couple of years.
He's a tough player. You know, I've been following Colt since he was in college, obviously, because when I was in college, I lost to Texas in the national championship, which I'm not, you know, very happy about. So I've watched them since that game, and, you know, he's a awesome player. He's a tough guy, and, you know, if they can build around him, I mean, he could be a heck of a player.
Hey, Foxy, is right side the side you're most comfortable on?
Well, my time in Cincinnati, I played all throughout the line, so it doesn't matter. That's just where I, you know, pretty much cornered in and stuck in stone when I, you know, start this past season. But, you know, it doesn't matter, and right's fine with me. I can do my job.
Unless you're at 280, is that what you weigh now?
Yeah, I'm right at 280 now.
Yeah.
Why were your numbers so much better last year? Was it simply more playing time?
Yeah, getting the opportunity. You know, before in the past, I was a situational player. Maybe it was just third downs or, you know, come in and you know, taking over for someone that needed a break or whatnot, and the other person was getting the bulk of the plays. But last year, I just really took ownership of it, and the coach has seen that and rewarded me with being the starting defensive end, and I took it from there, you know, and that's what it was. You know, we split time, and I'm sure if I had a little bit more time on the field, the stats would have shown that, but I can't say I was too shabby with what I got.
Yeah, Frosty, talk a little bit about comparing your run defense skills with your pass rushing ability, and talk about, you know, specifically a little about yourself as a pass rusher.
I really feel like I can get the job done. You know, and times before I was used mostly as a inside rusher because we did at Cincinnati have really athletic and, you know, phenomenal pass rushers, and Michael Johnson and Carlos Dunlap and Antoine Odom and Robert Gathers, you know. So I found my niche inside, but I can get the job done. You know, I can rush a passer from the edge. You know, it's just the way I was used, and that's not saying it in a bad way because, you know, we're a group. And I think I can do it both from inside and out, and I'll get the job done. You know, the majority – you know, my sacks I got last year were coming from the edge, and it was on first and second down. So I think with a little bit more playing time and a little bit more confidence behind me, I should be able to be a heck of a player.
Based on your conversation with Dick Turan, what made you think that you'll fit in this scheme?
Well, Coach Turan is a brilliant man. You know, he didn't have to say anything flashy. He didn't have to say anything about being blitz happy or anything like that. We talked football, and, you know, and when it comes down to it, you know, it's X's and O's. And he knows what he's talking about. He has a, you know, a good group of guys that he lets just attack. And they're young, but they're feisty. And like I said, he came in, and they didn't even get a spring to get a hold of all the guys. They switched from a 3-4 to a 4-3. And they finished 10th in the league. I mean, it says enough.